The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my guest is your superintendent, Sam Melton. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jackson Dell Schools. Sam, welcome back to Super Chat.
Well, thank you, Gary. It's always a pleasure to be on.
It is. I love having you join me. You know, the conversations are always good. Well, let me ask you this, Sam. As the end of this academic year unfolds, how are things going in terms of activities and graduation and everything else going on?
Well, it's May is one of those times. It is extremely busy for the teachers, the students, the administrators. It's swamped with a lot of different activities as you try and wrap up the year. There's a lot of activities going on. We've had a lot of field trips in both buildings for us, the elementary kids, from trips to the zoo and farms and high school trips for agriculture and things like that. There's a lot of field trips, which is fun for the students, fun for the teachers. It kind of culminate some of the things that they've learned throughout the year and try to tie some things together. Sports is, of course, always busy. Baseball, softball, and track are wrapping up their seasons now. And we've got the state tournament that's just getting started for baseball and softball. So that's important and a lot of activity there. So we've had archery, and we just had some archery members participate in the nationals, which was a great experience. Our drama club just put on a play here at the Dam Theater in Osgood, which is fantastic for them to get to experience old-time theater like that and kind of brought that up. So the teachers have been great there. And we've also graduation, which is kind of the culmination for those seniors. We just had the Career Center graduation this past Thursday. So some great students there that showed their hard work over the last couple of years to get their degrees as far as the Career Center. And then our Jackson Dell graduation is coming up on June 3rd at 2 p.m. So that'll be an exciting time for those seniors.
Oh, yeah. All in all, a lot of good vibrations. And you have to feel good, thinking back when each of us graduated. It's an exciting time. Can be a little stressful because, the thoughts of what's next can be a little overwhelming on some days. But all in all, I think it's a very positive time for graduates.
Oh, I agree. And I think that's one of those that, if they're maybe heading to college or the military or the workforce, it's something they look forward to. Now, I laugh and joke with people that, that's what they really want to get to. They want to rush and, get that kind of adulthood started, and then you probably want to run back after a little while because it's a little tougher out there in the real world. But I'm hoping that we are preparing those students the best we can for whatever endeavor they're going to take.
Yeah. There's a very old song. I don't know exactly who did it. And the title of the song was Life Gets Complicated Once You Turn 18, which is so true.
That is true. Yes.
Well, do you have any significant changes coming at Jackson Dell that your stakeholders need to know about?
Well, we do, and this is something that we're going to be working through this summer, like facilities, for example. We are currently analyzing our facilities for some much-needed upgrades and repairs that we need to do. We have hired Lancer and Associates Architects, which are going to be the ones that are going to work on these projects with us. But just some examples. We have the high school roof needs to be replaced, a big portion of that, and that is number one on the list. We've got some parking lot issues, some drainage things, boilers and chillers for the heating and cooling of the buildings. So kind of those things that may be out of sight, out of mind for a lot of people, but extremely important to make the school building safe and habitable and able to get that education environment that we need in there. And then we've also got some other things, like we're looking at a possible auxiliary building, basically a field house type building for athletics, for PE classes, archery, robotics. And even more important there, the community use. We're looking at some kind of building that's going to be a multi-purpose area that we can really utilize for not only our students, but for the community. Nothing, you know, fancy with a small school like this, but we just need a little extra space to be able to do practices and all those things. So we're excited that we may have the chance to do something like that, and that's going to be part of that facilities analysis. A couple other things. We had some tornado damage, a year and a half, 2 years ago about, that we're finally getting some things fixed. The elementary roof is going on now. That'll be done here in a few weeks. And we also have some softball field repair things with the lights that are going to be coming up. We just put a new scoreboard in. So there's a lot of, I think, excitement and some real potential for some things coming down the road.
Yeah. Well, excellent summary. That's great. Well, with most school districts I speak with monthly, one common change category centers on personnel. Do you have any personnel or staffing changes as you'll be looking at going into this next year?
We do, and that's always kind of a moving target. But I've kind of created a position at the elementary school that's going to be new for next year, where it is an elementary assistant principal kind of slash child advocate. We have a child advocate right now who's retiring that works with our students and families and child services and just anything that we may be able to do to help the families. So this is going to hopefully broaden that a little bit. And that is going to be Mr. Jason Hughes, who is currently an assistant principal at the high school. He is moving down to the elementary, which then has created a chance for me to kind of clean up the high school position of, we will have an assistant principal and athletic director combination job that we will be filling here in the next couple weeks. So that position actually just closed the opening last week. And now we're going to start interviews next week as far as what that position looks like. And then also, we do have a couple teaching openings right now. We actually just had a teacher that resigned 2 days ago. So this is that time of year where we start to see resignations, maybe retirements, and then we start to kind of plan out, okay, what do we need to replace? How do we replace it? What can we do to make the structure work for the students?
Yeah, sure. I think it's a very fluid thing that I sense as I speak with school districts as it relates to personnel. But yeah, those are all good changes, and it gives you kind of like fresh eyes in these positions on your own operations. Well, Sam, you are completing your first semester as superintendent at Jackson Dell. How have things gone for you? Can you describe your thoughts on this?
It's a learning curve. It's something that's really different from being a principal like I was for the past 8.5 years before this. But it's been exciting. I've really enjoyed the job aspects, kind of the really big picture, that wide angle lens of looking at a district and kind of fitting in the pieces to make things work. But I can tell you that the staff, the community are fantastic here for Jackson Dell Schools. That's probably been the greatest part of this job, is there is so much pride in Jackson Dell from not only our staff, but that filters down to the students. The community really takes a lot of pride in Jackson Dell. And so being a part of that has been really special. And the thing I'm really excited for is, now that I've been here for 6 months, I'm kind of getting my feet wet, and we look to really start next year off fresh, August, you know, 1, when those teachers come in for their first day, to really get the ball rolling on what we're wanting to do at Jackson Dell as far as academically, the experiences we're going to get for these students, and to try and make things work the best way we can.
Well, we wish you the best of success in it all. It is a learning curve and an adjustment phase, but good job. You're falling into place here on this. Your students and many of your staff have a summer break about to begin. However, you and I both know that although students may not be in the buildings, you and your administrative staff have quite a lineup of important and necessary things which must be completed during the summer break. They are important. Some involve state reporting, budgeting, hiring. So I think it's reasonable to expect you will be spending many of your days this summer in the administrative office taking care of official business. Sam, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I want to thank you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Well, Gary, I really appreciate it, and I really enjoyed the time to talk to you and to the community.
Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app, and to learn even more, visit their website, Civista.bank. And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jacksonville Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in Studio Number 7, share it with us. Email us, shout@theflypod.com. So for Jacksonville Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jacksonville Community Schools.